831-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the second half hour of hour number one here on this Friday, September 19, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Joining us on the line is someone I want to introduce to the radio family. Businessman for 40 years. He was a township supervisor down in Macomb County. He also was state representative for 3 terms. Current county clerk for Macomb County, as well as registered a deed. Anthony Forlini's on the line. Good morning, sir.
Hey, how are you, Andy?
Well, we're sitting in the green room up at the Grand Hotel waiting for everybody else to get here, and greatly appreciate you coming on the show today. Anthony, I wanted to talk to you about your current position, even with being a township supervisor, understanding how local government works, being a state representative for 3 terms down in Lansing. You chose to get elected, you challenged and beat an incumbent Democrat there in Macomb County. And I know Macomb County so well. I was born and raised there. I'm good friends with Brian Panabaker, Auto Workers for Trump. I know the Reagan Democrats. How were you able to defeat a Democrat incumbent in Macomb County, Michigan for clerk and registered deeds?
Well, Randy, as you know, beating an incumbent's never easy, particularly at a clerk's position. But you know what? We had a good message. We were out there. You know, I've got a good record of how we handled things in the past as a township supervisor and as a state representative. And you know, I think I really had a lot of trust with the people that were voting. And it was a good year, and we did well. So. I feel like if you go to work and work hard and have a history of that, it's going to pay off. And it has for me.
Yeah. Well, it was 2020, and that, of course, was the year that Donald Trump lost Michigan to Joe Biden. But yet you were able to win as a Republican in a very somewhat blue county of Macomb. And one of the other things, Anthony, when you took office, you ran on certain things, on certain platform campaign issues that you wanted to do, and you have actually been able, as a county clerk, to make some major reforms when it comes to election integrity. Talk about what you did back after taking office.
Well, you know, 2021 was a very contentious year after the 2020 election, and the spotlight was on the election, everything, the election equipment, the people, the processes, and you know, here I am. I'm coming into this office with the understanding. Well, the clerk's office is fairly mundane tasks. You know, you do the day to day things of the county, and then all of a sudden, I found myself in the middle of a whirlwind of people that really had serious concerns about the election that I had won and the election that I did not run. So I was in a good position where I can actually take a look at these things because I did not run the election in 2020. And I can look at it with a fresh set of eyes and try not to hold back anything because I had nothing to hold back. And so we looked at the processes and we looked at the things we did and we looked at, you know, what are some of the problems? One of the problems, and we can talk about equipment and everything else, but it was education. It was education of the poll workers, getting enough of them. You know, every precinct needs a Democrat and a Republican.
Right.
And I got to tell you, you know, it's sometimes very difficult for these local clerks to find, if you're in a Democrat area, to find enough Republicans, or if you're in a Republican area, to find enough Democrats. And so I saw it as my role and responsibility as the county clerk to recruit people and bring the diversity of ideas together, train people that are Democrats that want to work in Republican areas and vice versa on the Republican side. So I think I think what we did was we brought the education level, and we trained over 700 poll workers, and that gave we had Clinton Township call us and say, hey, we need, the day before the election, we need 35 people. Guess what? We had them, and they were trained and ready to go. And you know, that's what makes good elections, is good people running it, doing it by the law, trained properly. And so, you know, that was the first one of the first things I saw we needed. The other thing was we shut off the modems. You know, I didn't have a lot of confidence in the modems, and not to say that anything was going wrong, but I don't think the processes were proper in how they handled the modems. And so, you know, until we had that straightened out, we shut them off. And so that was we were the first in the state to do that. And, you know, and I'm not saying anything was wrong with them, but I just couldn't prove that nothing was wrong with them at the time.
Absolutely. So. Now, poll, and when you say poll workers, point of clarification, little, you know, Mason rules on you here. When you say poll workers, you're actually talking about election inspectors that had to go through training and had to be certified and signed a certificate by you that they had gotten this training, and therefore they were basically just on standby. If anybody needed somebody, you had somebody to put plug in place.
100% and 100%, and I didn't use the word inspectors because the public maybe doesn't understand the difference. But you know, the people that are working the polls, working and being paid to work the polls. But let me tell you that the other part of it, these people were motivated. So there was people that wanted to be a poll watcher. Right? Wanted to come and look, but now they're trained by us, and so they understand the background. They understand what is really happening behind the scenes. And so they don't come in making accusations that are untrue. They come in and say, hey, you know what? This needs to be this way because I was trained to be what you are.
Yeah, knowledge and informed, engaged, and ready to go. So good thing. And this, I believe, was the first time Macomb County clerk ever conducted that type of search, recruitment, and training. I've talked to other friends that live in Macomb County, still vote down there, and they said, Randy, we were never even informed that there was such a position that we could volunteer to work for, and ultimately, like you say, be paid to be there and actually do the work.
Yeah, we made it we hit the media, we hit the all the different circuits, the Knights of Columbus, the Kiwanis clubs. You know, these are people that really want to give back to their communities, and I figured these are the best ones to start with, and it truly was. And they all stepped up, and it was just a fantastic recruitment period. And
One thing I did want to ask you, Anthony. Going forward, looking forward to next year's election, I've told everybody, I know, every year we say this is the most election, you know, most important election of our lifetime. You know, I'm so sick and tired of that cliche. But honestly, next year, for the state of Michigan, we're electing a new U.S. senator, we're electing a new governor, a new secretary of state, a new attorney general. All the state senators, state reps are up for, I mean, this election next year changes Washington. We might end up with a Republican U.S. senator, which we haven't had since Spencer Abraham. I mean, this is a critical election. What do you see needs to be done by county clerks and even township, city, village clerks heading into next year's election?
Well, of course, we have to be prepared. We have to be ready. We as we were last year in 2024, I think we are more ready than we've ever been, because you know all eyes are on the clerks and all eyes are on the people that are running elections. And you know, honestly, we've gone the last 8 years. To be honest, we've gone with a Secretary of State that never had election experience before she came into office. She never had to run the things at the local level and understand what the struggles are and what really what the laws are, right? So so this is important that we start to get back to the law, get back to the Constitution, get back to, you know, and if they're wrong, you still have to implement the laws, right? You still have to implement the laws, but it's incumbent upon all of us to push the legislatures, the legislators that are in your area and statewide, that we need reforms, and here are the reforms you need to do. And and I think we need to get back to, you know, the blocking and tackling of running the government, not just, you know, political political rhetoric and what have you. We have to, and that's the thing that I've always found very important for me. I don't get into that too much. I just get into getting the job done, roll up my sleeves, get there first thing in the morning, be there all day, and work hard to make sure we earn the trust of the public. Because if we don't have the trust of the public, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
It doesn't make sense. I mean, we have to have the trust of the public, but you have to earn it.
Well, now, right? on that point, Anthony, as a former state representative for three terms, you know how Lansing works. You know how bills work. As a clerk, do you plan to talk to the newly elected state reps, state senators, and trying to get some of these election law reforms passed so that as a experienced now county clerk, you know what needs to be changed? Do you have a laundry list of things you think needs to be changed in Lansing?
Well, yeah, and there's a lot of that's inside baseball stuff,
things
that you in the public wouldn't see. But, something that's very apparent is moving the primary date, because now we have early voting, right? And this is on all the local clerks, and this is a tremendous amount of work. You have early voting and absentee voting, and you have day of voting, and these clerks have got a lot of challenges to get this all processed properly. Well, the primary being in August hardly gives the person that wins that election hardly any time to campaign, and the clerks even more so, very little time to get reset up for the next election, particularly if there's a recount, particularly if there's other things. So the thing that they're debating right now in Lansing is moving that date back to May, June, somewhere in that time period, to give the local clerks more time to process and do the work that they have to do to make sure elections are secure and very transparent.
The first Tuesday in May, because then who the nominees are, number one. Number two, they can start fundraising for November. Number three, they can participate in Memorial Day parades and 4th of July. I mean, dude, it's impossible. And then, like you say, it gives the clerks more time to prepare from May, the first Tuesday, to the first Tuesday in November, gives them more time to be ready. Anthony, we got to let you go, sir. We'll let you hit that leave button. Final thoughts real quick, wrap it up.
Well, listen, we got the Mackinac Conference up there. We're going to hear a lot of people up at the Mackinac Conference that are going to be saying their deal, and I think that this is going to be a good thing for Republicans and Patriots to see who's out there.
Amen, sir. We'll see you up here on the island.
We'll see you, Randy. Take care.
Safe travels, sir. Final segment of our number one on this Friday. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one, broadcasting from the Grand Hotel up here on Mackinac Island. Little cloudy, overcast, a little windy this morning. Had to wear the hoodie up to the Grand Hotel, but we're all set broadcasting here. Greatly appreciate everybody coming on the show today. We're going to have a history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield in the next hour, as usually from 10 to 11 every Friday. And he just texted me and said that we are going to be talking about Sergeant York, Alvin York, decorated Medal of Honor recipient in World War I. Why is it so important for Pastor Chatfield to talk about it today? Well, we'll find out in the next hour. Greatly appreciate him preparing the lesson plan for us today, as he does every Friday. Also, I want to mention that if you can't get out to go to church on Sundays, we, as a public service, Vicki and I have decided to broadcast church services from Pastor Chatfield's church, Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church, there in Burt Lake, located between Lansing and Indian River, as a public service, 11 to noon every Sunday. So again, if you can't get out to go to church, just join us here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. The two websites, my show's website, of course, yourdefendingfathers.com, the radio station's website, WCHY, our call letters, .us. We're constant hits of yesteryear, WCHY.us is the website for the radio station. We also, as part of the Patriot Voice Radio Network, provide two apps. This show, dedicated to the show only, TuneIn app, capital T, capital I, download the free version, then search for WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice, and that is this show only, which is live 9 to noon Monday through Friday and then repeats every 3 hours on the TuneIn app as well as the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. If you want to listen to the radio station, this show 9 to noon Monday through Friday live, and then at noon we switch to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, and the roots of rock and roll. Simple Radio, two words, capital S, capital R, is the app dedicated to the radio station. What you have to do then is put in the call letters for our radio station, We're Constant Hits of Yesteryear, WCHY. So you can listen via two apps, you can listen via two websites, or of course, if you're up here in Northern Michigan, you can listen to 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. So that's all the housekeeping I have on that. I do want to mention that we will have others coming on the show today talking about things that they feel are important to the people of the state of Michigan. We do it every Friday. We have people on to talk about making your life better, lower the cost of living, making you healthier. We do it all. So we greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate you guys, greatly appreciate our sponsors, greatly appreciate the guests that we have on the show. If you have any comments, you'd like to send me anything, the phone number is 231-360-5140. You can text me. Please be relevant during the show. If you're texting, listening, you have a comment, text me something, an opinion or statement, a comment. Be relevant to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. And if you have any links to any videos or long stories, please send those to me after 12 noon. I have my phone on usually until about 10, 11 o'clock at night, so you can reach me anytime. So greatly appreciate you guys doing that as well. Finally, for this hour, we are looking for more sponsors, family members of our radio family. If you know a small business that you think would be a good fit, give them my name and number. Ask them to give me a call any day after 12 noon or send me a text message. I would love to go visit them, find out more about their business, find out more about their values, their principles, and what they're trying to accomplish in their business, their lives, and then be able to share it with you guys as well. I greatly appreciate if you do that for me as well. One last thing I do want to mention real quick. This is going to be a very successful event for the Michigan Republican Party. I spoke to one of the people at the front desk here at the Grand Hotel. The entire hotel is completely 100% sold out. There is no rooms to be had. If Donald Trump called up right now and said, hey, I'm going to do a surprise appearance at the Republican Leadership Conference, sorry, Mr. President, we don't have a room. That's what they told me. All the other hotels completely booked up. I've never seen so many people arriving on the ferry last night. I came across at the 8 o'clock ferry, and man, the ferry was packed. People coming in with suitcases and suit bags hanging up, and absolutely going to be a great event. Looking forward to being here and can't wait to talk more about it. My takeaway on Monday's show, we'll be getting into all the events and all the speakers and all the things happening here on the island. If you, by chance, are going to be here on the island, there is going to be a private porch party tomorrow from 3 to 5. At Dave and Denise's home on Main Street for Carla Wagner, running for governor, as well as the founder of AxeMyTax.org, the petition drive to eliminate property taxes. Text me PORCH. Just text me P-O-R-C-H, and I'll send you a flyer. You can join us tomorrow, 3 to 5 on Saturday. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield, Sergeant York. Top of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code